This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama's speech a short time ago at a memorial service for former South African President Nelson Mandela noted that he was not only a fighter for his country's freedom, but also a president who walked away from power.
And like America's founding fathers, he would erect a constitutional order to preserve freedom for future generations, a commitment to democracy and rule of law, ratified not only by his election, but by his willingness to step down from power after only one term.
That was President Obama a short time ago at a giant soccer stadium in South Africa where the service is being held. The many people there include NPR's Gregory Warner, who's on the line. And Gregory, where are you and who you been talking to?
Well, I'm just outside from the stadium. I was just inside, and I've been talking to a lot of folks in there. I'll tell you, this rain, though, it's coming down hard. I don't know if you can hear it. Certainly, I'm surrounded by police officers. There are reportedly thousands of troops on the streets today to keep the peace. But I think the rain has done a lot of that job. It's kept a lot of people home, and some of the emotional crowds perhaps decided to watch it on TV instead.
Of those who did show up, seen a lot of people dancing. What's the mood like?
Oh, the mood, as it's been for the last 5 days, is celebratory. People are saying, you know, they're celebrating the man. They're celebrating his legacy. They're not mourning the man. He's served his country for 95 years, and they just want to be here today. Someone said to me, you know, he did 27 years in prison. I can do a day in the rain. And one other person said to me, you know, there's an African tradition that when it rains on a memorial, it means the man is pure. It means that the heavens have opened up and sent down their regards. So I think that's what they think's happened for Nelson Mandela.
NPR's Gregory Warner is at the Mandela service. We'll continue hearing more. Gregory, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.